team came out really flat tonight. You guys seem to be on your back foot from the opening whistle. You know, what was the what happened in that first half?
Yeah, that seems to happen. You know, and we tend to lose the coin toss. We're kind of pushed on our heels because we're, you know, fighting a team who's come out with a good game plan, ready to play, and we're kind of, you know, finding the elements a little bit with the sun, and you know, it shows that we're on our heels. You know, kind of just trying to figure it out. You know, I know myself personally playing, you know, on the outside, I'm trying to look for channels and look for balls playing to the forwards, and it's that much more difficult. So, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, in the first half we couldn't come out and really press them a little more in their half. And they played a little bit in our half, and they got a good scoring chance, and, you know, Montero buried those every time. So, you know, we gave up one goal, and one goal was all that took tonight.
On the goal, was it a defensive misplacement? I mean, what was the...
Well, I think, you know, they got the ball out wide. They made good runs. I think, you know, Freddie Montero has a tendency to roam everywhere, and he kind of, you know, made a late run out of the midfield. And, you know, it's important with the backs in the midfield to communicate on who's following and who's picking up. And, you know, on that play, I think there was a bit of a miscommunication, and he got behind, you know, one of our guys. And, you know, that's unlucky, but, you know, we had a feeling if we can, you know, if we give up one goal at home, we should be able to get one goal at home. So, you know, that's not the end of the world, and we should have been able to come back.
The team had a very difficult start. Did you feel that the goal arrived at a moment where you were starting to play a little better?
I thought so. You know, I thought it took us maybe 15 minutes to kind of get in the groove of things, and then we started pressing them a bit and getting corner kicks and getting set pieces. And, you know, I thought, you know, we were kind of getting our footing a little bit in the game. You know, unfortunately, they scored that goal, and, you know, we're pressing and we can't get the goal we want. Ike has a good chance in a set piece to tie it up, and that doesn't go our way. Second half, you know, more of the same. Us, you know, trying to break them down, and to their credit, they were really tough to break down tonight. But when we're at home, we should, you know, we should figure out a way.
You mentioned at home a couple of times. Obviously, home field advantage is so strong in this league, but this team always plays better on the road. Why is that?
You know, I think when we're on the road, there's this mentality that it's, you know, kind of us against the world. We're going into a hostile environment, and we kind of sit back in our bank of eight or our bank of ten defensively and counterattack more. And here I think we press the issue more and try and, you know, get the other team on the back foot, which creates a lot of gaps because we're running and pushing and trying to, you know, trying to get after them a bit. And I think, you know, it's two different game plans. And, you know, at home we haven't seemed to figure out a way to press the other team and make it difficult for them without giving up space for them to play. So that's something that we need to, you know, work on.
Should you institute that game plan here?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. You know, I think, you know, we work all week on a certain idea and a certain strategy, and our job's on the field. The 11 is to go and implement that, and we didn't tonight. Our job was to go out in high press and make it difficult for them and to really be up their backsides on every single play. And, you know, there was, you know, gaps and holes for Seattle to play in. So, you know, our job is to execute a game plan, and unfortunately tonight we didn't do it.
About yourself, no problem playing right back?
For me, it's, you know, it's an adjustment. I've played 6 years, you know, at center back, so it's kind of a different way to see the game and, you know, different plays that you have to make. But, you know, until tonight we hadn't lost a game with me playing right back. So if it's working for the team and we're getting results, you know, I'm more than happy to do what the team needs. Is it the most comfortable for me? No, but I'm not worried about me being comfortable. I'm worried about results. So hopefully we can bounce back next week in Colorado and get back to getting some results.